You never hear about you or Neil or Alex trying to cop bags in Washington Square Park like David Lee Roth. Or, are you guys moderate by nature, or are you just really good at hiding your vices?
Probably a bit of both. We had our fair share of ups and downs, and I think that's when you learn about what vices you can live with and what ones are damaging. So I think, you know, fortunately, when you're traveling for the length of time we had been, I think we got to work a lot of stuff out of our system.
Something else that Rush has avoided is any public clash of egos. Is it a case of just being really compatible, or do you have to work at being democratic?
There have been moments in our past where, you know, we've had an uneven situation in terms of everyone's happiness, in terms of contribution, but they're usually spoken through and we work them out, and we've always tried to be accommodating to everybody and be as democratic as we can be. It doesn't mean that there hasn't been moments, I'm sure, where people have harbored some desire or another, but, you know, with just the three of us and the kind of personalities that we have, it all seems to come out in conversation, you know.
Regarding My Favorite Headache, is a solo album something you've wanted to do for a long time, or was it just a case of taking advantage of some of the downtime from Rush that you had?
It's definitely the latter. I had no real interest in doing stuff outside of the band, but I knew that I couldn't go that long without having something creative to be involved in. So it became a natural opportunity for me.
Did you find that you had to be more of a dictator on this album and really guide Ben and Matt and some of the other players to exactly where you wanted to go?
Not so much dictatorial. Ben and I worked very democratically together, and then when other musicians started coming into play with us, you know, of course we had an idea of what we wanted from Matt and what we wanted from Jeremy, but I was always very open to what their instincts would contribute. You know, sometimes the best thing you can do is let somebody express their version of what you think it should be before, you know, we decided whether we wanted to go that way or not.
Yeah, so you gave them enough rope to either hang themselves or make a hammock.
Or hang me, yeah.
What about Matt? Is that somebody you just bumped into recently, or have you known him?
I didn't know him, and I loved his playing, and I was a big fan of Soundgarden, and I think he's just one of the great drummers out there. I was in conversation with Adam Casper about doing some work on My Favorite Headache, and, you know, the first thing came out of his mouth was, well, you've got to work with Matt. I said, well, I love Matt's drumming. So I called him up, and he was very excited to do it, and he's a great guy. And so it was a lot of fun. It was a great experience.
I think he's one of the few guys you could play with without feeling that you took a big step down from Neil.
Oh, yeah. Totally spoiled having worked with one of the best drummers for, you know, most of my career. And on this project, to work with Matt Cameron and Jeremy Taggart from Our Lady Peace, who's also an excellent drummer.
Was it a challenge to write all the lyrics for this? I know in the context of Rush, Neil writes a lot of the lyrics. Was it a scary proposition to be responsible for the whole album of lyrics?
Until I got my feet wet and wrote a couple of songs and had the luxury of some time to live with them and realize that, well, yeah, these are okay. I can live with it. And then my confidence started building, and it was really nice to get some things off my chest and to be able to work through some things I was thinking about and felt strongly emotional about. And to go in, actually, it was really a very good experience for me.